It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Mayor Bill de Blasio traveled to the predominantly black neighborhood of Brownsville, Brooklyn today to announce that the city is withdrawing its appeal in the class action case against the NYPD's use of stop, question, and frisk. He says he's reached an agreement with civil rights attorneys that will follow the reforms ordered by U.S. District Judge Shira Shendlin. The mayor says it will turn the page on a divisive chapter in the city's history.
We are doing it through a collective commitment to fix the fundamental problems that enabled stop and frisk to grow out of control and violate the rights of innocent New Yorkers.
Joining me to discuss the news is WNYC's criminal justice reporter, Kathleen Horan. Kathleen, this has long been expected. Mayor de Blasio has said all along that he would drop the appeal as soon as possible once he took office. He campaigned on this issue. What did you learn at today's news conference?
Amy, the mayor made a point to say that even though many of the specific reforms must still be hammered out, it's a historic moment, and that going forward, everyone's rights will be respected. Police Commissioner Bratton jumped off that, denouncing the Bloomberg administration's approach to crime fighting without mentioning the former mayor or police commissioner by name. He said stop and frisk has taken a heavy toll not only on the city's youth, but also on the officers who were required to make more and more street stops.
So the two entities, the public and the police, the two entities most affected by this policy in the inappropriate way in which it was being applied, shared a commonality of concern. Why me? Why more?
Also announced today was a change in the original ruling. The court-appointed monitor will be in place for 3 years as opposed to an open-ended amount of time. Tell me about that.
The city negotiated that, and their point is that even after the monitor leaves, the inspector general will be providing NYPD oversight. But in other cities with monitors, we've seen them be in place 8 to 10 years. I know that was a sticking point in the negotiations between plaintiffs' attorneys and the city. Some say that 3 years to reform the largest police force in the country might not be enough time, but it is contingent upon the city meeting the required reforms.
What kind of reaction are you getting to the announcement?
So I attended two public meetings over the past week about stop and frisk and some of the reforms that are coming. And what I'm hearing is that there's a lot of skepticism. New Yorkers say that they'll believe the proposed changes once they see them on the ground. And there's guarded optimism in other corners. I talked to Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams, who testified in the Floyd stop and frisk trial. He put it this way. He won't be watching to see numbers go down or a dip in crime stats. He says the best gauge of success is a changed relationship between the NYPD and communities that have been heavily policed, like Brownsville.
I'm watching to see people walk down the block, see a police officer, smile, and say, hello, officer, because that is the signal that says we once again re-bridge the gap of what community policing is all about.
Eric Adams, of course, the new Brooklyn Borough president, former state senator, and former head of 100 Blacks in Law Enforcement Who Care. Is there any word from police unions? They had formally requested that the court allow them to step in and take over the appeal that had been filed under Mayor Bloomberg's administration once it was dropped by Mayor de Blasio.
The largest union, the Patrolmen's Benevolent Association, said in a written statement today that it continues to have serious concerns regarding how the remedies will impact members and their jobs. And like all stakeholders, Amy, they too want a seat at the table going forward. They want to be part of this process.
WNYC's Kathleen Horan, thank you so much.
Thanks, Amy.
This is WNYC.